From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Columbia University has dropped a deadline for hundreds of pro-Palestinian student protesters to remove their tent camps from the school grounds. The university president says talks with the students have shown progress and are continuing as planned. Meantime, students at Princeton University are holding their own sit-in over the war in the Middle East. According to a Princeton student group on social media, at least two students were arrested during a peaceful protest on campus on Thursday. This isn't good. Building a deadly weapon is about as easy as putting together a piece of furniture from IKEA. Jersey leaders say so-called ghost guns are becoming a much bigger problem in the Garden State.
Law enforcement has gone from recovering one untraceable ghost gun per week in New Jersey to about one per day. Making matters worse, says State Commission of Investigation Chair Tiffany Williams Brewer, bad actors can 3D print a little plastic piece the size of a Lego and turn a pistol into a machine gun.
Can you imagine that it only takes a 3D printer, plastic filament, and a little know-how using online instructions to build a gun and gun accessories at home?
Brewer says this emerging threat is allowing folks to outgun the police in many communities. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This month marks 2 years for New Jersey's adult-use marijuana market. New Jersey is home to more than 130 dispensaries, and that's with most municipalities still banning such businesses from moving in. Just under two-thirds of Garden State municipalities do not permit cannabis businesses today. Towns can opt in at any time. To raise money for road repairs, a new state law hikes the state's gas tax and adds a yearly fee for electric vehicle owners. In a new FDU poll, about two-thirds of residents say they support the new fee on EVs. Democrats are a little less likely than Republicans to support the measure, the poll finds. The New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission is holding fees steady for now, but Chief Administrator Latricia Littles-Floyd says they're facing a deficit and cutting costs can only help so much.
While we have held fees flat to avoid passing those costs onto New Jersey drivers, cost-saving measures must be carefully evaluated to ensure it aligns with Motor Vehicle Commission's mission and doesn't compromise essential services.
Governor Murphy's budget for the upcoming fiscal year includes $50 million for the MVC. Littles-Floyd says they're taking a long, hard look at raising fees in the future for when that money is gone. A Rutgers University graduate is dead after setting himself on fire outside the New York City courthouse where former President Donald Trump is on trial. Police say 37-year-old Max Arizello traveled from his home in St. Augustine, Florida to New York, doused himself an accelerant and lit himself on fire in the designated protest area in front of the Manhattan courthouse. Before doing so, he was seen throwing anti-government pamphlets into the air. Over 40 pets were rescued from a fire in North Jersey.
First responders from more than a dozen police and fire departments were called to a fire at a Fairfield business complex Saturday night. Police said heavy smoke at a convenience store was spreading to the nearby Canine Resort's luxury pet hotel, endangering the lives of 46 dogs at the boarding facility. Police officers brought out the dogs until there was too much smoke, and then firefighters finished the job. One police officer was hospitalized for smoke inhalation. All of the dogs were safely evacuated. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Law enforcement agencies have noticed a disturbing trend. Underage kids are increasingly being used to steal cars in New Jersey. The head of the Newark FBI office says that's not by accident. Special agent in charge James Dennehy says juveniles are being exploited for their age.
So they're beating us at our own game because we don't have the federal laws and statutes and the willingness really to be able to charge juveniles from a federal standpoint. Many, however, district attorneys and local prosecutors may have that opportunity to do so.
The ability to combat juvenile crime has become frustrating for law enforcement and infuriating to so many local mayors who are calling for reforms to current juvenile justice laws. Dennehy says bad actors must be held properly accountable, and too many times that is not the case. Police are warning residents of increased burglaries and carjackings in Rahway. Cops say there's been an uptick of home break-ins where thieves steal key fobs to high-end cars, while one resident says car owners need to stay vigilant. Authorities have released surveillance video that shows a crew being dropped off one morning from a car that's been involved in at least three other incidents. Police are asking local residents to step up their security, including making sure doors and windows are locked. Ozone, smog, and soot continue to pose real problems in New Jersey, but a 2024 report from the American Lung Association suggests air quality is improving a bit in the Garden State.
Nine counties in New Jersey posted their best results for ozone, but a couple spots are on the other end of the spectrum.
We saw failing grades in Bergen, and Mercer counties.
Michael Sealback with American Lung Association says it was all A's and B's for particle pollution, but that's expected to become a bigger problem as wildfires become more common. The report notes both ozone and particle pollution can contribute to premature death and other serious health effects such as asthma and strokes. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Travelers can soon expect a refund if a flight gets canceled or is significantly delayed. Federal officials have outlined a new protective rule for airline passengers, making it easier to get refunds when airlines cancel or significantly change flights or significantly delay their checked bags. Starting in 6 months, refunds must be issued without passengers having to explicitly request them or jump through hoops. Significant delay would be defined as 3 hours or more for domestic, 6 hours international. Graduation season is rapidly approaching with good news for job seekers. New research from Robert Half indicates grads can expect an active hiring market as 65% of employers say they plan to hire entry-level professionals. Regional Director Dora Onishek says when companies hire a recent grad,
you really get a lot that is added to your organization. Many of these recent grads are very tech savvy and possess the most up-to-date technical skills that can really help an organization not just innovate and grow, but think differently about how they're using their tools.
She says the most common positions available for entry-level professionals are mainly financial roles, such as financial reporting accountants, marketing coordinators, and junior paralegals, just to name a few. Those pesky spotted lanternflies are coming back. According to the New Jersey Department of Agriculture, New Jersey is just about next in line to see millions emerge from their eggs, feed on plants and trees, and bother residents. If your area had a problem last year, you'll likely see them again in 2024. If your area was not impacted, you're not necessarily in the clear this time around. More lanternfly issues were found in Bergen County and surrounding areas last year. A Jersey City-based company that produces burger-making vending machines has landed a $1.5 million deal thanks to Shark Tank. The three co-founders of RoboBurger went on the reality show recently and demonstrated a vending machine that creates customized burgers within minutes. The panel members were skeptical of its business model, but in the end, two investor judges put up $1.5 million for a 9% stake in the company. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content is available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ 101.5 this weekend. You can join Eric Scott Monday morning for New Jersey's first news at 5:30, then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.